You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Oh, perfect song choice. Kevin Ryan Stevenson, Eye of the Storm on WJTL. It's 3:47. Our special guest in the studio is Mennonite Disaster Service Executive Director Kevin King. Great pick. Great, great pick. Mm-hmm. We have so many ways that we can help, and Mennonite Disaster Service is sharing many of those at their website. I'm just curious first, what does it take to get a volunteer there? How much does it cost?
Right. When a volunteer takes time off a week or 2 weeks or a month and comes, obviously we want to have safe tools for them. We want to have accommodations. We want to have meals for them, lots of coffee, as you mentioned earlier. And actually it costs about $37 a day. So volunteers are not free to us. There's a cost, of course. Now they have to provide their own transportation. But when they get there, we provide them safe and tools. We provide accommodations, meaningful work. In other words, they didn't necessarily take time off to come and work on a hunting cabin or a fish camp or something mm-hmm. like that. They want to make sure that their work is doing is actually going to help somebody that couldn't help themselves. Mm-hmm. So it costs about $37 a day. And Sue had asked earlier, if I can't go and swing a hammer or a paintbrush or whip up some mashed potatoes for these hungry volunteers, what can I do? Certainly people can pray for the witness that goes on, pray for the homeowners, pray for our staff that are so hardworking, and also contribute. $37 a day goes a long way to bring hope to many of these hurting disaster survivors that are just paralyzed by all these disasters of late.
Can you go ahead and give us the website again?
Yes, absolutely. So folks can go to our website, mds.mennonite.net. Again, that's MDS, Mennonite Disaster Service, .mennonite.net. I'll repeat it once again, MDS.mennonite.net, or just search us on your web search for Mennonite Disaster Service, or they can call us at 717-735-3536. And if no one's answering, just leave a message or try again, because we know that the generosity, Lisa, out there just is astounding. And I told someone this morning, I said, that's what buoys me this week, long hours along with staff, is that even though Hurricane Florence was a powerful force of nature, I truly believe that it's no match for the generosity of our volunteers, of the donors. That I know they'll come through again, in spite that within 12 months ago, there was 3 Category 4 hurricanes within 30 days.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. How in the world do you keep up with all this and with the need, and how do we stay ahead of it?
With God's grace and the generosity and prayers of many. And I think so many of us, myself, out of compassion, out of obedience to the scripture and gratefulness to God, that we will be there for these people. I just heard a powerful story over the lunch hour, how this came from a delegation, just came from Puerto Rico. They're saying in tears, this gentleman was recounting how two brothers, one's a pastor of a church and the other is estranged from the church. But when he saw the volunteers there building a house for a disaster survivor, and this person didn't even attend the pastor's house, but this gentleman, this brother that was a stranger, saw this happening, and he went to see his brother, who's the pastor, and says, this has renewed my faith in humanity and in Christianity. I think that's what we often say. We do theology with the hammer.
Exactly.
That personal witness.
So agree.
So people out there wanting to respond and want to help out, there is a hammer long enough to reach, or a broom or a bucket that can reach the North Carolina, and that's unashamedly, I say, you can support a volunteer that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and again, when I was there, volunteers were from different church denominations. Yeah. It wasn't, just a Mennonite church that was there volunteering. There were, I think when I was there, there was a Mennonite church, there were Lutherans, there was another Bible church, Brethren church, just a real mix of people.
It is an amazing place when you can eat and sleep and work together. You might disagree about the version of the scripture to read or the cut of your cloth or how to get baptized or who can stand in the pulpit, We disagree about that, unfortunately. But we can agree on how to put a roof on somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And what a witness that is in these communities.
Most definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kevin, for Lisa, coming by the studio.
As always. And yeah. Let's make it another time where it's not a disaster.
Oh, please, please, let's do that. So we
thank
can
thank you so much again, to your listeners out there. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
And again, we can donate at your website and give that one more time.
Yes, mds.mennonite.net, or go. You can call our number at 717-735-3536. And $37 will support a volunteer for one day to go with their booms and brooms and their buckets and bring some hope.
All right. Thank you so much. Kevin King, the executive director of Mennonite Disaster Service. We also have more information at WJTL.com. Just check out the Hurricane Florence blog for more information. This is Jasmine Murray and Control on JTL. It's 3:53. Good afternoon.